Presents. We start this week in 1922. The British Broadcasting Company was formed from six telecoms companies.
The London station of the British Broadcasting Company calling.
And then this week in 2008, Reith's baby broadcast this.
Andrew, this is Russell Brand. I'm so sorry about the last message. It was part of the radio show. It was a mistake.
Just a joke. If there is any truth in that, I don't know. It was just a joke.
Russell
asked me to say it as a joke.
It was just a joke that we done, basically. I didn't ask him to say it, though. But, you know, aside from that bit, this one's true and the last one's not true.
Is it really 6 years ago? The so-called Saxgate affair, thanks to Jonathan Ross and Russell Brand on Radio 2. Across on commercial radio, the 40th anniversary celebrations continue, and so to Merseyside.
It's 6:02 on Monday, October the 21st, 1974. For the very first time, this is 194 Radio City, broadcasting to Merseyside.
This new Merseyside Radio City sound. Stay tuned to 194 for the sound that's getting around.
There was this huge camaraderie of people who worked in the first great wave of commercial radio, mostly because most of us were making it up as we went along. I thought always that there was another way of doing music. I know there is another way of doing news.
Gillian Reynolds assembled a skilled and varied gang of presenters. I was extremely pleased she asked me to join. I remember we worked our socks off getting ready for day one. No one complained, though. I have a vivid memory of snatching 10 minutes sleep propped up in the corner of Studio One during a Trails recording session. I voiced quite a lot of them. I did the 10 p.m, 2 a.m. slot. I have to say, first night nerves meant there were a lot of segues. Such an exciting time. For me, the best working time I've ever had.
It's a special city.
The launch of Radio City this week in 74. We heard there from Bill Bingham, who was on air on day one, alongside Dave Lincoln and Graham Dean and Rob Jones as well. Before that, we heard from Gillian Reynolds, the very first Radio City PD. The jingle was from Linda Lewis, commended by no less than Elton John, who said it was the best jingle package he'd ever heard. Happy 40th Radio City. Farewell this week, 13 years ago, to the chap who made Sunday nights for 42 years. Cliff Adams, Sing Something Simple Singers. Cliff died this week in 2001, and that programme became the longest-running continuous music programme in the world. 1993 now, and the last Radio 1 morning show from Simon Bates.
I had a fax from someone said, what are we going to do without the gold? Now the gold now will be here. What are we going to do without our tune? Well, there's the replacement for our tune, which is True Confessions. What are we going to do without the video reviews? The video reviews will be there. Nothing much changes, as I said yesterday, except for the broadcaster, who perhaps will be an improvement on Monday. Thanks for the last 16 years. We'll go out to New York with this.
Farewell to Simon Bates' Radio 1 career after so many golden hours. It's exactly 90 years this week since the very first radio station came to Stoke.
The studio control room and offices are at Majestic Buildings, South Wolf Street, Stoke, and the transmitting station in Messrs. Minton's Yard, a short distance away. The aerial, suspended between two tall chimneys, is 120 feet high and 160 feet in length. The studio is beautifully appointed. In addition to a microphone of the latest type, an upright grand piano forte, and a beautiful cabinet gramophone.
Memories of 1924 and 6ST in Stoke. And thank goodness for good old Mrs. Minton. This week in 1980, commercial radio arrived in Gloucestershire as Seven Sound launched.
Mike Oldfield and Arrival. Seven Sound on its first day. News on the hour at 6 o'clock. 6 minutes past, it's Up and About with myself, Alan Roberts, until 9:30. Then it's the turn of Christopher Musk with the mid-morning show. Gloucestershire this lunchtime, our daily news roundup is at 1, followed by Topic. Laura Devere with the afternoon affair from 2 o'clock until 4:30. Home to 7 with Steve Ellis until 8. And finally today, George Sigsworth with the Farming Magazine at 8 o'clock. Next, it's news at 6.
Seven Sound. You've got a friend on Seven Sound Radio.
Now, have we remembered all those programmes? I think not. Seven Sound on the air this week for the first time 34 years ago, now Heart. At Radio 1 this week, 21 years ago, the final Saturday rock show from Fluff.
Joe Satriano, Dio, Neil Young, Sepultura and AC/DC. And in 1989, this was voted Album of the Year. Absolutely. For those about to rock, we salute you, AC/DC. Our open request to all of you, don't forget, I love you.
So with regular stereo transmissions beginning in London 57 years ago, Radio Mercury launching 30 years ago...
We will stick very closely to our original financial projections and the company will be a rip-roaring success.
Radio Brighton turning into Radio Sussex 31 years ago...
This is BBC Radio Brighton.
The death of BBC local pioneer and war correspondent Frank Gillard 16 years ago...
The shells are whistling overhead now, just listen to them.
And of Tony Capstick 11 years ago.
This is Radio Sheffield. You've just been told that, so shut up. I'm not going to tell you for another 5 minutes.
Those are this week's Radio.